In the beginning of the pandemic, a state law prevented almost all evictions for failure to pay rent. That protection ended June 30th. Since then, evictions have been proceeding in Alaska's courts until the CDC issued its order on September 4th. The moratorium is in effect until December 31st. Dan Koontz, the Fair Housing Coordinator for Alaska Legal Services, says the moratorium can protect tenants this fall if they fill out a declaration form from the CDC.
Well, it should prevent their landlord from filing an eviction action against them as long as they can show they've done this declaration. And then nothing should happen until the new year.
The declaration form, which you can find at alaskalawhelp.org, and for your convenience, we've posted it with a web version of this story at kuac.org, is a pledge that the tenant has tried to do several things, such as get government help for renter housing, do one's best to make some kind of payment, but can't pay rent because of loss of income, loss of work, or big medical bills, and would be homeless if evicted. Each person on a lease has to make these statements under penalty of perjury. And the moratorium only protects failure to pay rent. The CDC order allows eviction if a tenant's engaging in criminal activity or threatening the safety of someone else. The moratorium will help tenants who can't pay rent, but it is not rent forgiveness. It's rent deferral. That means, says Koontz, come January 1st, all the back rent is due.
This CDC moratorium is a useful measure for putting off the crisis, but if the rent isn't getting paid in the meantime, that crisis will come in the middle of winter.
Michael Sanders is the Housing and Homeless Coordinator for the City of Fairbanks. He says it's important to identify sources of emergency funds as soon as possible before someone gets an eviction notice. He says the Fairbanks Homeless Coalition has been working with Fairbanks and statewide nonprofits on an eviction prevention and diversion program since last December.
It's really important for folks to reach out early. They start to fall behind on the rent, to reach out to the prevention and diversion programs at Love Inc. or the Salvation Army or the AHSC or any of the housing agencies.
Sanders says the Homeless Coalition was expecting to see a wave of evictions in Fairbanks and North Pole during the pandemic, and therefore a lot of requests for the prevention and diversion money now set up through Love Inc. and the Salvation Army, two faith-based charities who are part of the coalition. Surprisingly, he says, that hasn't happened, and he attributes that to the federal, state, and local stimulus handouts.
So AHFC, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, had funds specifically for folks that were struggling with rent. And then the city's CARES funds, there was a portion of that. They lived inside the city limits. And then the early PFD and all these other funds, they have stayed off a big wave of people being evicted.
Jason Kempthorne is the executive director of Love in the Name of Christ, or Love Inc. He says the rent assistance money he's handing out was provided to the coalition from the Alaska Mental Health Trust. He says without large grants, the charities would be overwhelmed.
There have been days in the program where we receive requests for $40,000, $50,000 worth of rental assistance in one morning. People calling in and saying, I need help. Your individual donations are not going to be enough to help that family. That's why we go after the government funding to help out.
Love Inc. is also the contractor hired by the City of Fairbanks to disperse CARES money allocated to the city. Some of that was designated to help individuals and families with housing. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.